Philly Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, December the 4th, 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. Support is growing for immigrants with protective status. Also on our rundown, President Trump travels to Utah to shrink a pair of national monuments and using brain science to make foster care better. Topping our news, as the FBI's Russia investigation draws closer to him, the New York Times reports that President Trump unleashed an extraordinary assault on the FBI, calling it a biased institution whose reputation for fairness is in tatters. In one of his early morning tweets, Trump said the FBI's standing was now the worst in history. The Times quotes the president of the association that represents FBI agents as defending their integrity, saying FBI agents are dedicated to their mission. And as the Trump administration moves forward with ending the protected status of thousands of immigrants fleeing conflicts and disasters in their home countries, Tramiel Gomes reports local governments are passing their own resolutions calling for the temporary protections to stay.
The Department of Homeland Security already has ended the protections for Nicaraguans, as well as for the people from Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and still recovering from the 2010 earthquake. Abel Nunez with the Central American Resource Center says the Delmarva area has a high concentration of those who've sought refuge, built lives, and are contributing to society.
There have been a lot of jurisdictions, you know, Mount Rainier, Hyattsville, Brentwood, have passed resolutions, you know, Prince George's County. Baltimore City just passed a resolution as well, and I think that they're responding to the needs of their community.
While local support remains strong, critics argue the system is being abused as designations for Honduras and Nicaraguans have both been extended for nearly two decades. Homeland Security is expected to announce this month whether it also will end or extend the protections of the nearly 200,000 people under temporary protective status from El Salvador.
President Trump is traveling to Utah today, expected to announce changes in the size of both the Bear's Ears and the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments.
Documents obtained by the Washington Post suggest Bear's Ears could be reduced by 85% and Grand Staircase could be cut by nearly half. Aaron Weiss with the Center for Western Priorities says Trump's actions would be the single largest elimination of protections for public lands and wildlife in U.S. history.
And that's not hyperbole. No one has ever tried to remove land protections from this much public land at once, ever.
In April, Trump ordered Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to review designations of 100,000 acres or more since the Clinton administration, and Weiss says the public response was nearly unanimous. 99% told Zinke to leave monuments intact. Proponents of the move claim former presidents overreached their authority under the 1906 Antiquities Act by limiting oil, gas, and coal development on large parcels of public land. Weiss says courts have affirmed presidential authority and previously challenged large-scale designations, including 800,000 acres of the Grand Canyon. I'm Eric Galatis.
Five native tribes that worked to win the National Monument designation are expected to file a lawsuit to block Trump's order as soon as it is signed. And there are some new findings at the intersection of adolescent brain development and what teens in the child welfare system need to thrive, especially as they negotiate trauma, loss, racism, and as they enter adulthood, jobs, and even housing. Eric Tegetoff has our report.
An Annie E. Casey Foundation report, The Road to Adulthood, offers recommendations that could change the lives of tens of thousands of kids in foster care. It also highlights the work of Epic Ohana and the Jim Casey Initiative, helping young people in Hawaii as they transition out of foster care. For instance, the Youth Circle program brings in a young person's network of family and friends to help with this process. Delia Ulima is with Epic Ohana.
Relationships of all types, from the simplest of relationships to the most complex of relationships, having those permanent connections is, I would say, the most important part of our work with young people and ensuring that they're successful.
The report supports Ulima's conclusion that relationships are important for youth. Alexandra Lorbach with the Jim Casey Youth Opportunities Initiative says this is a moment when adolescent development and the foster care system are nationally relevant, with conversations about how teens approach risky behavior.
It's really important to know that during this period of development, adolescent brains are constantly wiring connections and being shaped by their environment and the people in it.
And finally, several advocate groups have filed an intent to sue the U.S. government over the Mexican gray wolf recovery plan released last week. Roz Brown tells us they now have 60 days to submit the paperwork.
The government's recovery plan sets a goal of having an average of 320 Mexican gray wolves in the wild over several years before the predator can shed its status as an endangered species. But Brian Bird with Defenders of Wildlife says wolf biologists estimate at least 750 wolves are needed to meet that goal. He says the Trump administration's plan has been politicized and won't guarantee recovery of one of the most endangered mammal species in North America.
To me, further demonstrates this plan was pretty much everything the anti-wolf interest could have wanted beyond not having any wolves.
The large populations of gray wolves that once roamed the Southwest were killed off because of the threat they posed to cattle ranchers in the region.
The wild Mexican gray wolf was considered extinct in the U.S. That until 1998, when a small number were reintroduced into New Mexico and Arizona, with 113 wolves now estimated in the region. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.